Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. The Lord speaking of his beloved nation. Day after day they seek me as if there were people that practice righteousness. They ask of me righteous judgments. Why do we fast but you do not see? Why humble ourselves and you do not notice? Look, says the Lord, you serve only your own interest. You quarrel and fight and strike with a fist. What you do will not make your voice heard on high. Is this the worship that I choose, that you pretend to humble yourself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush, to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you think that makes you acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the worship that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to let the oppressed go free, to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover them? Then, and only then, will your light break forth like the dawn. What a sad, pathetic, plaintive cry from God is this morning's oracle from Isaiah. The Lord speaking to his chosen nation through his chosen people. And I wonder if God gets sick of saying this over and over again to no avail. And I wonder if you get as tired hearing it as I do reading and preaching it. Thus says the Lord, I know you want to please me. I hear you. I see you yearning to draw near to me, but you're doing it all wrong and bad, worse, worst. You do it for selfish reasons only. The startling news is that God's cry is not to his people 2,800 years ago. It's to us here now this morning, to us, to America. But are we the least interested in what the Lord asks of? Did you even listen as Isaiah was read? I dare say you pay no attention to Isaiah. Instead, you are waiting for the gospel. Well, folks, this is the gospel, and it's not good news. The Isaiah prophecy from which we read is the word of the Lord. Indeed, in God we trust. We claim America as a godly nation, but God contradicts us, calling us to hear what God requires if we want to return to God's favor from the hell we have made of our national heritage, a hell of sin that drives us far from God. God shed his grace on thee. Do we wonder that the Lord despairs of us today as he despaired of Israel in the 8th century B.C.? Isaiah 58, from which we read, God is telling us what we must do to keep our side of God's covenant with us. Are we listening? God says, disgusted, I say, you love your neighbor as yourself, but you are so unloving toward your neighbor that it blasphemes your national character, indeed your very presence in my sight. You are selfish as a people, and each one of you is obsessed with your own personal salvation. Exasperated, God says, you whiners, why don't you notice us when we fast? Why should we humble ourselves when you pay no attention to us? God says, Jiminy Christmas, it's all about you. Everything you do to impress me, you only do to please and serve yourselves. You quarrel and fight. You bob your heads at me like cattails blowing in the wind, but you treat each other hatefully. You dress in sackcloth and mark your forehead with ashes. Then, like Superman emerging from the phone booth, you say, God, look how humble we make ourselves. Aren't we great? Are you crazy? Is it possible? You really think you please me? You call this worship? You call this sacrifice? You call this a life in Christ? You call this one nation under God? Do you think I am so petty a God as to demand and care about such nonsense? Bobbing your head and donning your humility costumes of sackcloth and ashes. Remember this on Ash Wednesday, and for God's sake, Matthew 6:17, wash your face before you go proudly out in public showing people how humble you are. God mend thine every flaw. God says, get this straight. If I've said this once, I've said it a million times. Here's what I ask. Here's what I expect. Here's what I demand of you. Justice, righteousness, and loving kindness instead of division, prejudice, and hatred. Do not speak evil of others. In this rich land, no one must go hungry, no one homeless, no one lacking medical care, no one without a safe place to sleep tonight, no one lacking proper clothing, no one going to bed cold or hungry, every child going to school wearing clothes and warm clothes in winter, and a toothbrush, every child a toothbrush. Does every child in this land have a toothbrush? Thus says the Lord. And the oppressed, you despise every human being who is different from you, black people, brown people, Jews, Muslims, even each other, Democrats, Republicans, Hispanics, immigrants, beggars, homosexual people, gays and lesbians. Jesus Christ, you even hate gays and lesbians for loving each other. Addicts, alcoholics, druggies, hoodies, people who do not look like you, people who do not think like you, people who do not vote like you, people who do not believe what you believe. God does not care what you say you believe. God cares how you live life because of it. People who do not speak English. Did you actually think God speaks English because you speak English? No, Hebrew. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob speaks Hebrew. Did we actually think God is like us? God in heaven forbid. Persevere in resisting evil. Your greatest evil being your self-certainty and your contempt for people who are different from you. Seek and serve Christ in all persons, not those who are like you. Strive for justice and peace among all people, not just those you approve of. Respect the honor and dignity of every human being, especially seeking out people who are different from you. For heaven's sake, become aware of yourself. The gospel of the Lord is that we are not baptized into salvation, either for this life or the life to come. We are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to serve here and now, to serve God by loving others. The gospel of God is that the only way to love God, the only way to love God, the only way to love God is loving kindness to people who are not like you, especially those you despise. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you remove the yoke from among you and stop pointing the finger and stop speaking evil of others, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness. Thus says the Lord.